This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Any other bets on the board that you like this weekend before we let you go?
Yeah, let me go through it here. I'm going to bring it up on my phone so my computer doesn't blow up.
It's got a CVS receipt.
Okay. So I bet the Chargers. Three, yep. I think, is an insane number on the road in Cincinnati. This was 3.5 yesterday. Ken was able to grab 3.5. I grabbed 3 like an idiot. If it goes back up to 3.5, I'll bet it again. I think the game should be like Cincinnati -1. I think this is a total recency bias that this has reached 3. 3 is my buy point with the Chargers. So I think you can pretty much get that anywhere. You, the person listening, watching. Absolutely love the Chargers along with the Giants. Giants was my favorite bet. I think 6 is probably like, I still like the Giants, but it's got to be 6. I have to decide if I want to bet Atlanta or not. I would not bet Tampa Bay. Yeah, I know. But listen, I told you last week, though, right?
Yeah.
One in Jacksonville.
Sure did.
I would never bet Tampa here. I think fair price here is 10. So I think anything above 10, it's just like, do I want to bet the Falcons or not? And I'm not sure I do. So I haven't yet. I may end up betting Atlanta, but I have not yet. Eagles, Jets. So Ken and I are at odds on this game. I don't know if I should use that pun given we're talking about sports betting, but we're on the opposite sides here. Ken makes the game like 9 for the Eagles. Now, this is assuming Jalen Hurts plays, and we don't know if Hurts is going to play. Gardner Minshew may play. I made the game 5.5, and I think that when him and I have that big of a difference, I feel like he's probably right. So that makes me nervous. If the number ever hits 7, I'm going to bet the Jets, and that would only be if Jalen Hurts plays. If Minshew's going to play and this number comes down and it hits like 4, I'm probably going to bet Philadelphia. So I don't know if I gave you like a great answer there, but it's just really like we've got a lot of uncertainty this week at quarterback in a bunch of these games. I think I'm actually going to bet the Texans, but I'm waiting to see where this line goes with Indianapolis. I actually think the line should be below 7 and it's 9. So I'm going to wait to see if I can get a 10 with the Texans. And if I do, I'll bet that. If not, I'll have a decision to make come the weekend. We talked about the Giants. I would never bet the Jaguars, only the Rams. And we'll see if Stafford plays or if it's John Wolford. But that's a Rams or nothing bet. I think the game should be 13. It's 12.5. I think that's a little nuts. I did bet the Raiders yesterday. I think the Raiders under 3 is a great bet against Washington. I think Washington, like the game on Monday, was entirely about Russell Wilson being Geno Smith and not Washington being great. So I bet the Raiders under 3. I'm going to bet the Steelers. I'm just waiting for an entry point. I think 4 is crazy. And I'm going to bet the Bills on Monday night and anything below a field goal against the Patriots.
Whew, I feel like I need a cigarette after all of those bets.
did you have a drink? In which case, then yeah. It's never too early.
8:30? I think it is.
Chelsea, that's late for this show. It's time to start tying one on. He is As Good As It Gets, co-host of You Better You Bet weekdays from 3 to 7 in the East, the man who built the Wagertainment brand. It's our friend Nick Costas. Nick, great stuff as always. Grab yourself a Tito's, couple Marlboro Reds, and enjoy your day.
Now, Marlboro Reds, man. Like I said, you think I'm that big of a man, man? I mean, I'm drinking bourbon and smoking Marlboro Reds, man. I'm a sissy boy, man. No way. Give me a Marlboro Light. Can I hit you guys with my catchphrase on the show? Is that like?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Bam, there it is. Had to hear it.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.